A 40-meter penalty kick on the last play of the game won the Springbank Phoenix Senior Boys Rugby Team the 2022 South Central Zone banner on May 26. The Hollywood-inspired play meant Springbank edged the Strathcona Tweedsmuir Spartans 25-22 to earn the Tier 2 Zones banner, in a match held at Rugby Union Park in Calgary. The Zones banner tilt was a rematch of the 2019 Big Sky Rugby League semi-final, which was a similarly back-and-forth encounter between Springbank and Strathcona Tweedsmuir that went down to the wire. However, while Strathcona Tweedsmuir won that 2019 match in penalty kicks following a hard-fought tie, the Phoenix managed to reverse their fortunes this time around, and in dramatic fashion. This game took it to another level, because both teams were better, said Phoenix head coach Mike Padley, who also coached the Phoenix senior boys rugby team during the 2019 season. I think both teams knew what to expect. They respected us and we respected them. They were a really good team with a good coach. Springbank's fly half James Keane, who grew up in Ireland before moving to Canada, made the match-winning penalty kick, much to the awe of his coach. Just to give perspective, in football or rugby, that's a pro kick, said Padley, adding Keane was also the place kicker for the Springbank football team last fall, and is a university-level prospect in the sport. The Phoenix were trailing the Spartans at halftime, but rallied to tie it up midway through the second half. Springbank then took the lead with 10 minutes left, but the Spartans converted a try of their own just a few minutes later to come back into the contest, tying the score 22-22. It was an amazing game, the lead changed a couple of times in the last 10 minutes, Padley recalled. With just a few seconds left, the Phoenix drew a penalty less than 10 meters in front of the field's halfway line. Padley noted the penalty allowed for the Phoenix to decide between attempting the 40-meter kick, or running one final scrum to attempt scoring a try. Given the distance from the Spartans' goal line, Padley noted most teams would have gone with the latter option. But Keane had other ideas. The team was all getting ready to run a play and James came running toward the bench, yelling, "Coach, I can make this." I said okay, so we threw the kicking team out there, Padley said. It was pretty quiet, and then there was the roar of the crowd, when the ball went through the uprights. The stunning kick not only won the Phoenix the zone banner, but also qualified the team to compete in the Alberta Schools Athletic Association Provincial Championships, which are being held in Edmonton June 3 and 4. But due to Springbank Community High School's graduation convocation taking place on June 4, Padley said the players had to decline the invitation to compete at Provincials. Grade 12 grad, it took them 2 seconds to make that decision, he said, adding the absence of senior players would have depleted the Phoenix's rugby roster to less than 15 players. That's the only sort of blemish, if it even is one, of the entire year. Unbeaten in Big Sky other than the South Central Zones Championship, Springbank enjoyed a successful 2022 season. They boasted a 5-0 record in the Big Sky League, a high school rugby league comprising teams from Okotoks, Banff, High River, Springbank, and Airdrie, and also won the Rocky View School's Rugby Sevens tournament, beating the WH Croxford Cavaliers in the final. Making their success even more impressive, Padley noted it was uncertain if Springbank would even form a senior boys rugby team this spring. Fortunately, he said the players who were keen on playing managed to recruit enough athletes from other sports to form a roster of 22 players, only 4 of whom brought club rugby experience. We were a learning team, a beginner team, Padley said. But they're great athletes, volleyball players, basketball players, football players, hockey players. The school had an excellent representation of good athletes from other sports. The kids had good camaraderie and were good listeners. Adding to the lack of certainty in fielding a team this season, Padley said none of the school's teachers were able to commit to coaching the rugby team, which led to the Springbank principal stepping in to ensure there was a school liaison at practices and games. Ultimately, Padley said the team's successful season came down to the attitude shown by the players. "It's always amazing to me how the basics are what win," he said. "This team was a great example of that, because we were literally coaching the basics. Our goals were to have fun, learn the game, and play safe rugby. We took it one day at a time from there."